Welcome to Open Book, where Raj Shekhar opens his heart and his mind. This podcast is the third episode in the series, The Ignored Crisis. Episode 3. Not all dementia is Alzheimer's, knowing the difference lights the way. Forgetfulness is something we all know. The missing wallet. The appointment that slipped our mind. The story we tell again at the dinner table. And everyone smiles because they have heard it before. Most of the time, it's harmless. But sometimes, those little lapses grow into something deeper and slowly begin to disturb the rhythm of everyday life. That's when ordinary forgetfulness becomes a warning sign. Today, let us look at something that confuses many people. Is dementia and Alzheimer's disease the same? No, they're not. And knowing the difference can change how families seek help, when they act, and how they plan to support the patient. So, what is dementia? Dementia is not a single disease. It is a collection of symptoms that point to an underlying problem. Let us look at a parallel. A headache can be caused by an infection, high blood pressure, stress, heavy drinking, or many other reasons. So, a headache is not an illness. It is a symptom that tells us something deeper needs attention. Dementia works the same way. It is the mind's signal flare, a call for help. Its signs can include memory loss, confusion, changes in reasoning, mood, or behavior, which are strong enough to interfere with daily life. Then, what is Alzheimer's disease? Here is where the confusion begins. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, responsible for nearly 2 out of every 3 cases worldwide. But still, it is only one of the causes of dementia among many, such as injury, stroke, thyroid dysfunction, and many others. In Alzheimer's, the brain's pathways slowly break down. What starts as misplacing a key grows into forgetting what a key is, or who is holding it. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual rewiring of memory, language, and judgment, quietly redrawing the map of the self. Recognizing it early gives families something precious, time. Time to plan, to adapt, and to love differently. What else causes dementia? Vascular dementia happens due to strokes or poor blood flow that damages parts of the brain. Lewy body dementia brings vivid dreams or hallucinations that blur the line between sleep and waking life. Frontotemporal dementia often strikes younger adults, changing personality or language first, before memory fades. And mixed dementia combines more than one cause, like Alzheimer's and vascular damage acting together. But here's something hopeful: all memory losses are not permanent. Some dementias, due to thyroid dysfunction, vitamin deficiency, or medication, can be treated and cured. That's why early medical evaluation matters so much. The diagnosis of dementia is an art and a science. When families ask, "Is it dementia or Alzheimer's?" the answer lies in assessment, not assumption. Doctors start by listening to the person and to the caregiver. They test memory and language, study brain scans, and check blood work for reversible causes. Tools like the Addenbrooke's cognitive examination help doctors distinguish between Alzheimer's, vascular, and other forms of dementia. No single test defines dementia, the context defines it. Diagnosis isn't about a number or a scan, it's about the whole person, their history, habits, mood, and family background. So there is immense hope in taking early action. The earlier the diagnosis, the better the support that can be given. It brings clarity when behavior changes, cause confusion, or guilt. It helps families plan, financially, emotionally, and medically. Globally, Alzheimer's Disease International, ADI, has urged governments to make early screening part of public health care. ARDSI, the Alzheimer's and Related Disorders Society of India, has trained hundreds of doctors and community health workers to recognize the early signs. Beyond medicine, compassion matters. At its heart, dementia isn't just about forgetting, it's about remembering differently. Even when names vanish, feelings remain. A favorite song, a smell, or a familiar voice can still awaken a connection and evoke an emotion. Caregivers around the world tell stories of small miracles. A wife who reintroduces herself every morning, "I'm Maria, your wife, and I love you." A son who walks with his father at night, searching for the school where his father once taught. A neighbor who makes tea for an elderly woman who waits for her parents, who are long gone. These are acts of quiet heroism, proof that love outlasts memory. As Alzheimer's Disease International reminds us, never too early, never too late. Early action gives time. Compassion gives meaning to that time. The goal is not only to add years to life, but to add life to those years. Understanding what kind of dementia someone has, whether it's Alzheimer's or another form, is more than a medical label. It shapes how we care, how doctors treat, and how families prepare for what lies ahead. You can get more details in the related blog. Dementia teaches us about loss. It also reminds us of what can still be protected and the incredible resilience of the human brain. Science tells us that the brain can adapt, repair, and even grow new connections well into later life. Every conversation, every walk in the sun, every new skill learned, builds a kind of reserve, a silent armor against decline. So, our next step is learning how to fight back, wisely, gently, and daily. In our next two episodes of this series, The Ignored Crisis, we'll move from awareness to action. We'll explore proven, practical ways to protect and strengthen our memory, from nutrition and movement to cognitive training, emotional well-being, and technology that can truly help. If you've ever wondered whether memory can be strengthened or how your mind can be kept sharp at any age, the next two episodes are for you. Join me on episodes 4 and 5, which will explain how to boost your memory. You've been listening to Open Book, where the heart and the mind meet. Until next time, take care of your memory and of each other. If you find this interesting and useful, please support by subscribing, commenting, and sharing with those who will benefit. Thank you.